Well then, the gifts of healing are indeed less important than prophecy, but why are they also less important than teaching? Because preaching the word and planting piety in the hearts of listeners is not the same as performing miracles. Miracles are performed merely to support the former. Therefore, anyone who teaches both verbally and through their actions is greater than all. The term teachers is specifically used for those who teach through actions and provide instruction verbally. For example, this is what made the apostles become apostles. And in the beginning, some individuals of no great worth also received these gifts, like those who said, "Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and perform mighty works?" And were then told, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who commit sin." However, this dual method of teaching through actions and words would not be undertaken by a wicked person. Don't be surprised about him ranking prophets first. He is not referring to prophets just generally, but those who through prophecy also teach and share everything for the collective good, which he makes clearer as he proceeds.